Stay drunk, but now I'm on the street. Stay drunk. so far away. Where time moves too slow, day after day I'll wait, and I'll sit and watch the clouds as they go by. I'll wait, and I'll sit and watch the clouds as they go by. I have a sensation is what I do best. I'll wait, and I'll sit and watch the clouds as they go by. I'll wait, and I'll sit and watch the clouds as they go by. Where is my ambition?
DOA with Marijuana Mother Effers, also two tracks from NOFX, Lazy and Drugs Are Good, and then Calgary's Copsicle led off the set with Day Drunk. You're listening to Punk in Drublic, and I'm Allison Chains. The pre-420 bash show, all songs either have to do with marijuana, whether it's a song, the band members, the album, etc., etc., or it's just a really awesome drinking tune. So it's going to be a great show, one of my favorites to do every year. And great news, next year, marijuana will be legal in Canada. Woo! Get out those bongs, take a rip, do whatever. But recently, they just released the new rules around legalization. So it's going to be up to the provinces. So depending on where you live, you could have great rules and regulations, or it might suck. But federally, so far, what they have going on is not that bad. It could be better, obviously. They are very, very harsh with their legalization, but I'd rather have it be harsh and legal than illegal, period. Some of the rules include harsh punishment for anyone under 18, having been sold marijuana or selling it to them, I should say. That's a big, big no-no. But good sides, a person can grow up to 4 plants in their house, so that's a good one. You're allowed to grow your own crop. You're also allowed to possess up to 30 grams, which I think is a fair amount to be able to possess. That's a lot of dope at one time, so that's good. And the rest, I guess, is going to be up to the provinces, so we will see in a year what goes on. I'm hoping that they actually keep to this timeline, because it was supposed to be legalized by now, this year. But hey, I'll be patient. I will wait. In the meantime, though, I do have a beef. If you're going to legalize it, why are you still charging people? Why are you arresting them, throwing them in jail when it's going to be legal next year? What the F? Decriminalize until you put legalization into place and let the provinces sort it out. Now, I only hope, depending on the province, you know, obviously BC will probably be, depending on their election coming up, obviously, who gets elected into office for that province. I'm assuming BC's probably gonna be pretty good with their provincial regulations of this. Other provinces, maybe not so much, because they could put silly rules in place, like you can't put it within so many meters of a school or a liquor store or whatever, meaning you can't open up a shop anywhere, dispensary anywhere. So they're gonna make it absolutely impossible to open up a dispensary, which would really suck. But I'm gonna have high hopes that most provinces are going to get on board with this and realize it's a cash cow, it's a moneymaker, and they're going to want these businesses around. But right now, all we can do is wait and see and sit back and relax and smoke a doobie while listening to the show.